Able Seaman John Charles Hopkins was born in Victoria on the 19th of March 1921. His father owned a leather belting factory and later bought a farm in Frankston. In 1938, just before the outbreak of the Second World War, John put his name down for the RAAF. His mother flatly refused him permission, but she didn't object to the Navy. John's first ship was HMAS Australia, the flagship of the fleet. On the 10th of January 1940, the Australia was given the task of escorting troop ships to the Middle East. Out into the ocean proper, John was so seasick that he took a fellow sailor's advice and tried dried bread with onion. "I was never sick again," he said. In April, the Australia was again escorting troop and supply ship.
German submarines were trying to get into the lifelines between America, England and Scotland, and also the German battleships were really trying to get out of Brest. English ships had them bottled up in the harbour, so as soon as there was a chance, they would get out. Bear Island was just on the edge of the Arctic Circle, and they had sort of caves in them. They used these caves for submarines, and they would dive in them. So Bear Island had to be patrolled all the time to make certain that these submarines didn't get back.
HMAS Australia was patrolling in northern waters and was headed for the Hebrides when a message came through to rescue the short Sunderland flying boat. The craft couldn't make way in the 250-kilometre headwind and was running out of fuel.
The height of the waves was 25 feet. We went side-on to the weather so that we formed a calm patch between our ship and the aircraft, which was still afloat. We had scrambling nets hanging over the side, and those of us who could swim, I was one of them, they put a lifeline around you and you climbed down and reached out to these chaps as they swam towards you. The water was freezing. We had to be very careful because the water was so cold that it froze their clothes. Unless we were very careful, you could pull all their skin off. We had blankets, so they were immediately undressed and taken down to the sick bay.
There's a commendation in the War Museum in Canberra for the crew of the Australia, and also a big thank you from the Air Force. In mid-1941, HMAS Australia took part in the evacuation of Crete. It was a fast manoeuvre, John recalled. Get in there, board as many troops as possible, and leave. Luckily, the Mediterranean that day was a beautiful flat calm. Destination? Alexandria. Unfortunately, they caught the attention of German Stuka dive bombers.
One landed very close to the side of the ship. It damaged the starboard side. We got back into Alexandria all right, but when they ran out of bombs, they strafed the upper deck. Some of the chaps were injured by shrapnel. I got hit in the shin by a spent bullet. We got back into Alexandria and unloaded all the troops. We were then sent to port side for repairs to the bent sides, because the sides of the destroyer are not very thick. I think they call them elastic steel because they gave a bit too much. After about a fortnight, we sailed back to Alexandria. By that time, my leg had turned septic, so they sent me ashore to the Australian General Hospital. You slept two to a tent and had your treatment in the hospital itself. Now, in those days, there was no such thing as penicillin. To get rid of all the proud flesh, they bought a little box as big as a matchbox and put that on the leg, and in it were some maggots. That cleaned up the wound, as they thought then. They bandaged it up and said, "You'll be right," and sent me back to the ship.
John Hopkins was to sail many leagues aboard the Australia. When his story continues, you'll hear about a visit to a Scottish port to pick up a very special passenger.